The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hello, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm the founder of The Truth is Funny and also the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector, my energy correcting card deck that I've been working on for 13 years now. Still working really hard, Pat, on that painting Synchronicity, getting her done. And so I just wanted to say on today's show, we will be taking callers, 1-800-930-2819. I am so stoked today. We are going to be talking about the Replenishing Project, 30 days to help you recover from burnout and reclaim your vitality. And this is an interview series launching in January of 2020. It's going to feature coaches, guides, wellness professionals, and healers who have overcome the hurdles of burnout and have personal stories to share how their journey towards reclaiming and replenishing their life. I am so, so stoked, as I said, because Morgan B is here with me today. And it's so awesome to connect with you again, Morgan. Hi. Morgan is the Biz Alchemist, and she is an intuitive business coach for heart-centered entrepreneurs, coaches, speakers, energy shifters who wish to create businesses and marketing systems that feel good. With a background in personal development, Morgan uses her gifts to lovingly remind people how to access their inner power and clarity. And Morgan and I worked together 7 years, 8 years, 9 years. I can't remember how long ago it was, Morgan. It's so good to see you again. Morgan is a real powerful energy worker. And we were just laughing this morning that she was the one when I said to her, "Hey, I've been asked to do this radio show. Does it test strong for you? I'm not quite neutral." And she was like, "Yeah." And so I said, "Okay." And here I am 7 years later, pretty much. So thank you, Morgan. And we also have Lucianne Shard, who is a presence and purpose guide for people who desire to show up authentically in the world with quiet confidence, clarity, and grace. And as a clinical therapist, a master NLP practitioner, and energy healer, Lucy's greatest desire is to contribute to the evolution of peace and healing on the planet. Way to be, Lucy.
Hey. Hi.
Hi. So we've got quite a mixture here. We have Ottawa and on the other side of Canada, British Columbia, and we also have our beautiful Lucy in England. So welcome to the show, you two. It's such a pleasure to have you on. And I would just like for you to talk a little bit, you can take turns, just about what your project is about, maybe a little bit of how you ended up connecting with each other to do this project.
Hi. Oh, go ahead, Lucy.
Well, just thank you for having us, Colette. It's so lovely to be here and to connect with you and to share this with you. So I'll talk a little bit about how Morgan and I actually first met and started collaborating together, and then I'll hand it over to her to tell you more about the project. So we actually met through a co-working space online called The Matrix, and we started chatting and discovered that we had a couple of things in common, a couple of passions in common. One of them being storytelling, and the other one being a real passion for mind, body, and soul well-being. And through our conversations, we recognized that we felt there was something missing in the online world, and that was a real sense of a nourishing community, a space online where people could go to share stories, to share resources, tools, but to really get the support, the sense of support from other like-hearted people who were going through something similar. And so that's really where we kind of decided to work together and to co-create the Replenishing Life Project. And then it was born.
I love your beautiful accent.
Oh, thank you.
And the beautiful way that you use your words. It's very hypnotic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Morgan, are you, there we are.
Yeah. Hi. So yes, thanks for having us.
So welcome.
Great to reconnect with you, Colette. Lucianne and we just had a great connection, and we have a great connection, and we came up with the idea for the Replenishing Life Project as a space. Like, it was really important for us to create community around that and to connect to others. And both of us, as we have our own business, as business owners, we were finding that it's so easy to, in this culture, in this the world right now, it's like push, push, push. There's this message that we have to push and do all these things and get all these things done. And when we're not in alignment to something, or when we're not strong to the energy, it's very easy to get wrapped up into that and then burn out as a result. So burn out on an energetic level, on a mental level, on a physical level. And it's really important for us to connect people so that we can share these ideas and get the concept out there that you don't have to burn out, and how important it is to get into alignment with what you're doing and who you are being in the world.
I just love that, because what I'm finding is, like, when things get overwhelming for people, for myself, if I just go inward, get calm, put some strength into my center, that I can easily, or more easily, break things down into smaller pieces by tuning in energetically, to break it down into as tiny pieces as you need to do until it's just that easy to move through. Mm-hmm. So I know, you guys are, I'm really excited to be part of this project. I think Yay. This is a huge, huge thing. I'm going to be interviewed and we'll be sharing. I'm going to make a special little video or something as a gift for your followers on that show. But for the Replenishing Life Project, what I want to talk about, I would like to get both your points of view on what burnout is and how can you tell if you're burning out? Because lots of times it's kind of like people don't notice until the flames out.
So for me, burnout, I think for me is if I could distill it in one thing, it would be mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual exhaustion. And the one thing for me and how to notice it, and certainly from my experience, I noticed that I felt completely disassociated from my life and disconnected from joy. And one of the signs for that in hindsight was that I would find myself sitting in the ladies' toilets at work crying and not know why. So I was totally pushing myself incredibly hard. And even though I'd just been promoted, I felt this deep sense of disillusionment and disconnect from my life. And so it actually took illness, physical illness, to slow down and to begin to reevaluate and rebuild the relationship with my life.
We're going to have to go to a short break in a minute or so. So we'll get Morgan's point of view on this after that. But what I wanted to say is that, that's exactly the, for a lot of people, getting promoted or whatever. And you know what I call that? You've been put under arrest.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do anything right now. Mm-hmm. And I like to, you know, the first thing I test energetically is this person, if they're sick, is this physical or non-physical? Mm-hmm. And in my experience over many, many years with thousands of people, it rarely is physical at root cause. And so the underlying aspects of and the weaknesses that come up, once those are energetically shifted, it kind of clears the blocks and someone is able to stay more calm in that place. And mm-hmm. so this is important to recognize that, you know, even the most successful people are tell me the same thing. And I say, I do it myself. So I started listing what all I managed to accomplish in the last year, and I had fun doing it. And sometimes it was a little bit, you know, too busy. I prefer when my days are full. But, you know, when I look back, and I find for a lot of people, if they just look back and they start to recognize, wow, you know, why am I beating myself up? This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can call in. We do love to hear from you. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on The Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy-fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are live on the Facebook, and this will be posted on YouTube also. I am so happy today to have my wonderful guests, Morgan and Lucy, here from the Replenishing Life Project. And we are talking about how to survive burnout. And I just would like for the two of you to share your contact information so that we don't forget before the end of the show.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Sorry about that.
No, everybody's being so polite to make sure that we don't talk over each other because we all love to talk.
Yeah. Yes. So you can find more information about the Replenishing Life Project, our interview series launching in January 2020, at bit.ly/ The Replenishing Life Project. And that's bit.ly/ The Replenishing Life Project. And we also have an email if you'd like to contact us, replenishinglife@gmail.com. And yeah, did I miss anything, Lucy?
Also, we're on Instagram. Our handle is @replenishinglife. So we're pretty much everywhere, and we're looking forward to connecting with you guys and to welcome you into the community.
That's awesome. So I would just like to let everybody know that we are taking callers. If you have a question or you want some energy shifting done, we got three powerful energy workers here right now, ready to go. We're ready to make some shift happen. 1-800-930-2819. And before the break, we had Lucy explain what her viewpoint on being burnt out and how that happens. And now I would like to have Morgan come on and explain what that means for you, Morgan.
Okay. So there are some similarities in my experience as Lucy's experience. The way I see it as I was a person who said yes to many things. Just automatically, I'm like, yes, okay, that sounds great. That sounds fun. Let's do this. Let's do that.
I know that. I remember that, Morgan.
Yes. And so that kind of fills your plate. And there were so many things I realized were driving that. You know, there was this feeling of needing to prove myself. And then on the other hand, there was also a lack of discernment and a lack of taking that moment to make sure the energy was strong or that I was in alignment with what I was doing. And, you know, and there was a bit of like FOMO, fear of missing out on stuff, you know, and just
FOMO.
Yeah. And wanting to experience that joy in life and have experiences of all different kinds. And what happened was eventually my physical body just said, no, like, too tired to do anything, or too, you know, I wasn't feeling as creative anymore. I just wasn't feeling any spark or joy in life. And yeah, it just, you know, and health-wise, then there were health concerns that came up. So it really forced me to stop and to slow down and to look at what I was doing and how I was being.
And this happens with so many people, different careers. You know, dog groomers will become allergic to dogs. Hairdressers will become allergic to the chemicals and people and having to give advice. And, you know, carpenters will become allergic to wood dust. And this is when we know that we're not in alignment, when our, you know, I call it, you know, first you get the little gentle nudge from the universe. Mm-hmm. And then you get the frying pan treatment. And if you don't listen to that, then boom, the 2x4. And so it's really funny because I remember when you and I were working together, and then, you know, I moved here and I moved from Saskatchewan and there was so much going on, and I started, rebranded to The Truth Is Funny. And it was so funny because I remember at one seminar, because Morgan's an amazing organizer and she was, you know, had everything just so. But I said to her, you know, I think I'm going to work on becoming a breatharian. Can you imagine how many more hours I would have if I didn't have to shop for food, cook, or eat? And she said, if you do that, I quit.
I remember that. I was like, oh, no. I don't know how many more things we can do in the day.
And, you know, since then, for myself, I've always been this way from since I remember. I rarely sleep more than 4 or 6 hours in a day. And people will say, what? And it's like, no, I've been like that for most of my life. You can ask, well, you can't, my mom's on the other side now, but it was hard for her to get my sister and I to sleep because she was the same, my older sister. And my mom was the same. We woke up at 10 o'clock at night. That's when we woke up and that's when we'd clean house. You know, it's just the way we were. And so I find that for myself, when the number one thing that for me is if I feel like I'm starting to go into overwhelm, then what I do is like, first and foremost, I don't get out of bed until I check in with myself. Like, what am I planning to do today? And what am I weak to doing? Because in my experience, when I do something weak, it usually isn't as much fun in the end as when I'm strong. And I'm sure the two of you have noticed that too. So I also wanted to talk about, you know, the hidden impact of burnout. A lot of people, you know, it makes a big dent in joy in life if your health and your relationships are suffering because, you know, of this burnout issue. So we'll go back again and ask you each again, like, what's your experience of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's these are the things that people don't often talk about, and they're kind of the hidden stories that I think it's important that we start to highlight and we actually start to speak about. You know, for me personally, it was a case of feeling completely disassociated and disconnected from my life and my emotional state. And that really had quite a significant impact on my personal relationships and my friendships. And I include my family here, my relationships with my family, my friends.
And your cats.
And my cat. I wasn't able to be fully present. I wasn't actually able to be fully present and engaged and to give the person the gift of my energy, of my presence. You know, I was always distracted. I was always busy because being busy for me personally was a numbing activity.
It is for a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. And so, you know, that had quite a significant impact on just the intimacy of my relationships and my friendships, you know, and therefore I felt myself feeling lonely and burned out. And that was part of that process of rebuilding my relationship with my life, was actually rebuilding my ability to be fully present with people.
You know, I love that how you say fully present, because for a lot of people, when there's a lot of disassociation, and that can happen, you know, that can happen at a very young age. And, you know, there's quite a few people that are out of their body more than they're in it. And, you know, I have my psychosomatic therapy teacher certificate. And I learned a lot about when people disassociate, you know, and they and I'm not talking about, because a person like totally, you know, even recognizing they're doing that. And it can be very subtle, can't it?
Yes, absolutely. You know, like, it was incredibly subtle for me. And the thing that actually got me to notice what I was doing was illness. You know, it was the body going, hang on, you need to slow down. You need to recalibrate and reevaluate how you're actually how you're engaging with the world.
Because every relationship starts, like, is actually about the relationship with yourself. So if you're really triggered by somebody else and what they're doing, it's because I have this in my manual, my coloring book manuals, the t-shirt. Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. And those are the things that really tend to bother people, is, these things that bother us and other people, because they're reflecting back to us, a mirror of ourselves. Yes. So Morgan, what do you have to share with this?
Yeah, for me, I realized that it's all about, like, for me, it was spiritually, I lost this feeling of connection with my intuition and myself. And yeah, just my like spiritual practice, any sort of thing, like things became really foggy. And for me, that was, of course, yes, relationships as well, suffered. But for me, it was mainly that connection, that intuitive connection with myself.
And when you brought up the spirituality, and, yes, you know, that's important for us to recognize that, you know, I talk about our authentic self triad, and that's your body, your soul, and your spirit. So you're not a human being with a soul. You're a soul that is traveling in a human body. And this is your vehicle to experience life. And so, you know, it lets us know through pain, discomfort, and sometimes through awesome, joyful sensations too. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live on Facebook. And, you know, you can call in 1-800-930-2819. And we'll be right back after this short break to make some more shift happen.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I forgot to mention that if you want to listen later, you can find us in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and also at transformationradio.com and also, or sorry, transformationtalkradio.com and transformationtalkradio.fm. And the energetic shifts that are occurring are on the higher self network, HSN, I call it. And so you will also be able to feel those energetic shifts if you're listening later. You can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com, at Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com if you're interested in purchasing energy correcting cards or paintings. And you can find me on social media at The Truth Is Funny with Colette. I also have Be Irresistible. That's partly for my telespa, but also because I'm a big champion of bees. And so you can check out, if you want to create your own nectar trail in the spring of the year, next year, check out borderfreebees.com. Buzz, buzz. The bees, it's creating a trail so that the bees and other of our beautiful hummingbirds, et cetera, that they can have some food in the beginning and the end of the season when they're kind of weak because they've been hibernating or they're going back into hibernation. So also at Energetic Upgrade Canada and on Facebook, and also at Tales from the Vector. So I just wanted to, Morgan and Lucy have a beautiful gift to share with everybody. And I just wanted to, we forgot to share it. So Morgan, just give the contact information one more time for the Replenishing Life Project. And also, how can they access that free gift?
Yeah, so we have an exclusive gift for your listeners, Colette. And it's a beautiful self-study course that Lucy and I have put together and created, this wonderful course called Reclaim Your Vitality. And it's for to really have a deeper understanding of the truth of who you are. And so if you go to the website bit.ly/the-replenishing-life-project, so that's bit.ly/the-replenishing-life-project, you will, and you enter in your detail, your name and email, we will send you access the course, and also you will have an exclusive invitation to the series when we launch the interview series in January 2020. Did I miss anything, Lucy?
No, that's all perfect.
Okay. Awesome. I'm really loving this because we really have a mixture in a way of Canadians, because of course we're united with England there. We've got someone in England, we've got someone in Ottawa, and someone over in BC. And now we have a caller on the line here, and I thought, well, maybe take this call. And Zach, who do we have?
Andrea from New York, you are on.
Hi, Andrea.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Colette.
It's so nice to have you call in. What can Morgan and Lucy and I do for you today?
Well, I just want to say, first of all, I'm excited about the Replenishing Project. It sounds wonderful. So thank you for that opportunity. I will be signing up for that.
And, awesome.
Colette, we've chatted before, but I'm an artist and I'm an actress and a filmmaker, and I started a Women's Day retreat and a women's circle, and I manifested two amazing acting roles this fall. So I was extremely busy. I was Van Helsing in Dracula, and then I played Mother Hulda in a one-woman show, and they just came into my lap, and it was so amazing. And I was so busy and so, you know, it was just so crazy, but I did it and I feel like I accomplished it. But I didn't earn, I earned like $75 a show. And but I worked so hard and I'm like burnt out. And now I'm like, okay, so that was good, Andrew. You manifested these great roles, you know, a metaphysicist and a healer. And, you know, living my passion is acting, doing acting, but I still haven't seen them manifest the money, and I'm working so hard all the time. And I just feel like I don't know what's going on. I just can't.
Okay. So I like to get a baseline from people. so that you can, you know, so we have a feeling for how you're shifting through this. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like hair on fire, press the panic button, I haven't made any money and I've worked so hard, and 0 being, ah, who cares about money? Where are you on that scale?
Emotion just came up. So I think about a 9, because I'm feeling like, oh my God, I didn't earn very much money, even though I worked so hard.
Okay. So which one of you, Lucy or Morgan, who would like to address this first? Morgan?
Yes. Hi, Andrea.
Okay. Morgan.
Hi. I can definitely relate to how you're feeling. I've definitely experienced times in my life like that. I feel that there's a big shift going on in consciousness about how we value ourselves and value money and the monetary system. Mm-hmm. And that is going through a process of change in the next, you know, little while, like 6-7 years. So that's also a chance for us to reevaluate what it is that we actually are in alignment with and what we're doing. And what is it that, how do we put a value on that? And what does that value look like? Lucianne, do you have anything to add to that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that really resonates as well. And I wanted to just say, you know, I really hear you. And as you were speaking, what you're saying resonates with me on a very deep level. And I think it's what you're speaking about. I want to thank you for sharing that, because I think it's something that is actually a collective story that a lot of us are working through, a lot of us are navigating at the moment. So I really just want to thank you for your courage and speaking up and for sharing it. And as you speak about it, and as you invite us to navigate through this, you know, this is shifting for all of us.
What I would like to add to that, and I want to check in with you right now, Andrea, just take a deep breath and just, when you get in touch with it now, how does it feel? Does it feel the same, or does it feel like it's changed?
Maybe like a 7.
Okay, good. So I like to get people to acknowledge where they're at, because when you acknowledge where you're at, then you are able to move forward. So I'm just noticing an ant crawling on my umbrella, and Stella thinking about, oh, I think I'm going to go attack that. Sorry, I get distracted for a second there. I didn't want her to knock everything over. So what you're talking about, a lot of people are, what Morgan was talking about, and Morgan, you know, and Lucy and you and I talked about like what's going on with Uranus and like this 7-year cycle that we're moving into, and moving out of the age of Pisces and into the age of Aquarius. I definitely am not earning a lot of money for every single hour that I put into my business, but I'm very fortunate because I love to write and I love to paint my paintings. And I love to work with people in private consultations. I get to meet people from all around the world. And, you know, my teleconferences and everything, and doing the seminars. So when you attach your purpose to your career, your spiritual purpose, I would say, is what's coming up the most. What happens is you get into this place where it just feels stronger. And so I'm just strengthening you to that. There's a lot of energy coming up in that I can feel in your throat chakra. So we're just going to strengthen you just by you stating this and the other people listening in here. What you're doing is you're expressing something that Lucy, as Lucy said and Morgan said, that's in the collective here. And so we want to really have strong boundaries. You know, anyone can handle a flake or two, but when you start getting a lot of external forces coming your way, if you don't have a it needs to be flexible, but also a strong boundary so that you're not going to let that go after, upset your internal forces. So we just want to check in with you again here and see, you know, what number are you at now? Has it changed again?
I suppose it's like a five. Like I'm feeling calmer. I have like seven planets in Aquarius. So I'm like, okay, my time is coming and, you know, I'm going to just keep doing what I do and be in alignment with my soul and spirit and creativity. And so I'm feeling a little calmer, you know. It's just,
yeah, I can already feel you sliding down to a four now. So we have a couple minutes. Lucy, what would you like to add for Andrea here? Let's see if we can get her totally neutral.
Yeah, so Andrea, I would invite you to explore how it is that you would love to feel. So you know how you feel about this particular situation, but if we shift it slightly and say, well, actually, how would I love to feel about what I'm co-creating in the world?
Yes. What are you focusing on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that, right. Lucy. And Morgan, what's your feeling on this?
I've found for me personally, I've been doing a practice every night of cutting the energetic cords, any energetic cords that may have attached to me or that may somehow be influencing my energy. And so that may go back to the boundaries you were talking about, Colette. Yeah. And that has really helped. It has helped shift some energy for clarity. And so that I am in touch with my true self or my alignment versus what other people are expecting of me or what I feel the pressures from the external pressures.
And, you know, expectations always create limitations. So I prefer the word anticipation instead of expectations. Where are you at with this now, Andrea? Feel a little more mellow.
It's kind of slight. I was like 3, 2, 1. Okay,
I feel. Yeah, okay.
I'm feeling more relaxed.
Yeah, good work, ladies.
Yeah, I think the aspect of not letting other people's expectations affect me, because that's what I've been like. Oh my God, I'm not earning as much as I should to contribute to the house. But really, I do feel like I'm on my path, and these two amazing roles I had are a sign that I'm attracting things. So,
well, you know, let's get you strong to abundance. I call it abundance.
Yes.
Because in psychosomatics, if you have a nice round bum, that's called.
I say that abundance. Too. I say I'm doing. I do that too. I call it abundance.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you so much, Andrea, for calling in. I'm glad we get you to neutral. We have Morgan and Lucy here from the Replenishing Life Project. We'll be right back if you want to call in.
Thank you.
2819. Thank you. We'll be right back to make some shit happen.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Andrea.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live on Facebook. We've got Morgan and Lucy on. We're talking about the Replenishing Life Project. I just wanted to mention just a few upcoming events that I have. I do have my telespa tomorrow night, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. You can jump on that teleconference if you want. And that is going to be facial re-engineering. We're going to be working on the face. And we're also, I wanted just to mention also that I am so stoked. I've been asked to open the Illuminate and on Thursday night. And I'm going to be sharing affirmation for success that really works, and three energetic upgrades that are guaranteed for everyone at Illuminate to find what they're looking for. It's a psychic fair, so it's a lot of fun. That will be on January 31st, will be the first night. And then we have booth from the first, second, and third. Just wanted to remind everybody that there is no more holistic fairs this year. It starts up again on January 25th. So don't go to the Laurel Packard building looking for us. We won't be there. Lucy, you wanted to talk about three tips that you have for people. So let's share those.
So we were talking about three tips to reclaim your vitality. So to help people to overcome burnout and to reclaim their vitality. So the first tip that I have is to listen to your body, to learn what a yes feels like and to learn what a no feels like and to honor that. The second tip that I have is to nourish your senses. So surround yourself with beauty, beautiful music, delicious, wholesome food, being outdoors. Completely allow yourself to be immersed in the quality of beauty. And the third tip is to be discerning about your energy, to give yourself full permission to implement boundaries in your life. And, you know, sometimes it's not always the easiest thing to do, but sometimes saying no means that we ultimately create space to say yes to something else that is even more aligned for us.
I love that. I call that red light, green light.
Yes.
And when we go out of alignment with what we are saying, doing, what other people are saying or doing, we can feel that energy drop and we can train ourselves to do that very efficiently. So when things go out of alignment, we are aware right away. And I like to strengthen that for everybody that we all have this ability and we can become more consistent with it. But I've taught energy work to thousands of people around the world. And I've never met anyone who doesn't have this innate ability to do this. So Morgan, you wanted to talk a little bit about the Replenishing Life Project and what can people expect from that?
Yeah, thanks, Colette. So yeah, we're really excited for this project, and we're going to be featuring 15 speakers, and one of them will be you, Colette. So that'll be awesome.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. And everybody sort of comes from all different sort of backgrounds and expertise, and they all have beautiful stories to share about how they've overcome burnout. And it's going to be a beautiful space for people to connect and to, you know, to listen and to offer support with one another. And we're looking forward to it. And we're probably going to do some, you know, some Facebook Lives, like Q&As, and to get people, you know, just connecting and to really, you know, it's like, to me, I think of it as a reminder that we are enough. We have that ability within us to get back into alignment and to experience joy again. And a lot of times, especially through my experience, it's like when you're in burnout, it's hard to find that space of like, you know, when am I going to feel better again? Or when am I going to feel that joy or that spark again? So.
And I found it really interesting because the cards that I chose this morning, and I pick three cards every morning because my cards actually energetically shift whatever the issue is, because I've put so much time and energy into them when I paint them, and I touch base with what's going on in the world in the collective. And I picked joy this morning.
Ah, perfect.
Sexuality and marriage. So, hey.
Perfect.
I don't know.
Life force. That's the sexuality. Yeah.
So, you know, Mr. Sexuality here is pretty aggressive sometimes. So I don't know what might happen now. I want to check in with you, Carter. When we're working a lot energetically, I lose track of time. How many minutes do we have left before the end of the show?
We have about 2 minutes left.
Okay, that's what I figured. So, I wanted to make sure I thank both of you for taking your time and energy and coming on this show. It was such a pleasure for me. I've enjoyed your energy so much. I broke a crown on my back molar, and I'm off to the dentist, and that's not even bothering me now. Had so much fun and laughter with you. Would you like to just take a couple seconds here just to say what you would like to say to the listeners? And
well, just huge thank you. Yeah, a huge thank you for having us, Colette. It's been amazing. And thank you for sharing your amazing energy with us. And to the listeners, we're very excited to welcome you into the Replenishing Life Project. We can't wait to share this experience with you. Just looking forward to welcoming you.
Awesome. And Morgan?
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, Colette. Great to connect with you as always. Thanks for the laughs.
I love it. Yeah. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we'll be back on Wednesday next week, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, with my amazing co-host, Karen Benton, who always has a new perspective to put on things. And thank you to you, Zach, for producing the show, and for the callers who called in, of course, the audience. And thank you, Dr. Pat and your team, for giving us all the opportunity to be able to share this information. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.